Regem Christi Daily Meditations, helping you encounter Christ in your daily life.
Final Perseverance. A meditation for Wednesday of the 34th week in Ordinary Time. From the Gospel of Luke, chapter 21. Jesus said to the crowd, "They will seize and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and to prisons, and they will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. It will lead to your giving testimony. Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand, for I myself shall give you a wisdom in speaking that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will even be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair on your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives." Opening prayer. Lord Jesus, grant me final perseverance. Encountering Christ. 1. Beforehand. Jesus warns that there is something more important to consider than the end times. In other words, we are to concern ourselves with the present moment. There are trials and opportunities to attend to now. St. Teresa of Avila offers us a prayer for today. Let nothing trouble you. Let nothing frighten you. Everything passes. God does not change. Patience overcomes everything. Whoever loves God lacks nothing. God alone is all we need. 2. Trust in the moment. Jesus gives interesting advice for how to live in the present moment. You are not to prepare your defense beforehand. We are to acknowledge that the spiritual life is a battle between good and evil. And we trust Jesus for our defense, for everything we need to give an authentic witness to our faith. Our faith is lived out moment by moment as we remind ourselves continually that Jesus is completely trustworthy. 3. Not a hair on your head will be destroyed. We might lose our heads for the faith, but not a hair on our heads will be destroyed. This signifies that divine providence will be at work always for those who are steadfast in the faith. When we live in the present as a child of God, trusting in the goodness of the Father and the power of the Holy Spirit, we receive what we most need, the light of eternal salvation. Thus Jesus says, "By your perseverance, you will secure your lives." Our present actions, dispositions, and choices have consequences. To live one's faith now prepares us for eternal life with Jesus. Conversing with Christ. Lord Jesus, increase my faith and trust in you. You guide me by your providential hand. You send your Spirit to give me the words and the courage that I need to be a light in this world. Help me to persevere to the end with great and surrendered faith. Resolution. Lord, today by your grace, I will reflect on my daily perseverance and faith and resolve to renew one daily activity that will strengthen my faith in you.
Visit our website at regemchristi.com.